It's time for Take 5, an in-depth look at the news, only on News Talk 1110 KBND. The more you listen, the more you know.
Good morning to you. It is 7:55. Let's go to Live Take 5 this morning with Kim Birchfield.
Good morning. I love this song. Don't stop thinking about tomorrow and don't stop laughing. We're talking today with Jen Meyer. She's the events coordinator for The Last Comic Standing. This is the second year in a row, and it looks like it's going well. Good morning, Jen.
Well, good morning, Kim.
Do you have any jokes?
Fine morning.
You sound lovely. Do you have any jokes for me, darling? Do you have any jokes?
Well, not that are radio playable, but I can tell you what you could do is attend the Last Comic Standing competition this Friday and see some of Central Oregon's best talent take the big stage.
Okay, I'm not going to make you do that accent the whole time, but that's Friday. And what time?
Yes. Well, the church, the Old Stone Church there on Franklin Road, the show's from 8 to 10. And this Friday is the second part of qualifying. We're going to have 12 comics take the stage and the 6 that are voted through. And that's by audience vote. We'll get to move on to the semifinals and get a little bit close to that 5K in cash and prizes.
Nice. So you're already down to 12, but you started out with how many to begin with?
I think there was probably about 24, 25 comics that came out this year. And I would say about half of them were from last year, of course. All definitely higher as far as talent. They've had the whole year to practice and perform and get ready for this competition. And the other half, interesting enough, are brand new comics that came out of the woodwork and are taking the big Ben's Indoor Garden stage and performing their best bit for Central Oregon's Last.
You know what? I took a lot of calls during that time from people when I was down at the front desk, and they were coming from all over. They were going to travel quite a ways just for the audition. And you said that this year you've really noticed they've stepped it up a notch as far as their routines, right?
For sure. And one thing I also noticed within the last year, and I don't know if the other people out here listening, the comedy scene took a huge bump, a big jump this last year after the Central Oregon's Last Comic Standing came about. And it really brought comedy to light here in Central Oregon. And interesting enough, if you go around towns, metropolitan areas around us, they have their local competitions maybe for $500 or $1,000 in cash and prizes. So Central Oregon's Last Comic Standing putting $5,000 in cash and prizes on the table for the winner is not something to shake a stick at.
Yeah.
That's what comics come in from, a little bit of the outer area to get their hands on that money.
That's some good incentive to come up with a joke or two. We're going to go to break, Jen, and when we come back, we'll talk more about how that's going to play out with the finals coming up. So Live Take 5 is brought to you by Home Federal Bank.
My business, my community, my Home Fed. At Home Federal Bank, we know that the strength of our local community is closely related to the strength of local businesses. We're here to make it easier and more profitable for your business to do business, right here at home. So bring us your business needs. We'll bring over 90 years of banking expertise. Together, we'll plan for success.
Home Fed Merchant Services now supports the iPhone card scanner. Your business can accept credit cards via your iPhone. Switching is easy at Home Fed. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Live Take 5 on Kim and the Count in the mornings. Kim Birchfield here talking with Jen Meyer, the events coordinator for The Last Comic Standing. Jen, in 30 seconds or less, just kidding, 30 seconds or less, tell us, where does this money come from that you're giving out as a prize? And give us the dates for the semifinals and the finals that are coming up in November.
Well, for sure, we have to give a, of course, very proud shout out to our sponsors, because if it wasn't for the sponsors, of course, Central Oregon's Last Comic Standing wouldn't be taking place. It is a production of Lay It Out Events. It's presented by Combined Communications, and Ben's Indoor Garden Stage Station Biggs is basically the stage. There's the after party at Astro, Boneyard Beer, Amalia's, and Redmond Used Car Smollett Center. Used Car Smollett Center Redmond is the backstage sponsor. So thanks to Ben Broadband and, of course, the Combined Communications Stations. You can get your tickets in advance at U.S. Cellular, the local authorized dealers.